Ian Scholl, South African Oscar Pistorius wants to be the first amputee runner in the Olympics. He's pretty fast, I've read. Not Olympics material quite yet, but he gets faster all the time. Normally, this would be the subject of a heartwarming movie, you know, inspirational. He lost both his legs when he was just a baby, and yet somewhere along the line, he decided he would grow up to be an Olympic runner. Now, that's kind of amazing. If I lost both my legs, I'd split my time between feeling sorry for myself or conning people into carrying me to Starbucks. But he is getting flack. It's believed by some that his prosthetic limbs give him an unfair advantage. They are unusual-looking, two carbon fiber J-shaped blades called cheetahs. Critics claim that they put more spring in his step and lengthen his stride. There are claims that able-bodied runners could cheat by using the same technology to make springier shoes. There are fears that he could accidentally fall over, injuring other runners. Not to mention the usual hand-wringing over doping to win bicycle races, steroids. And what about LASIK eye surgery or even elbow surgery? Isn't that cheating? There are also the usual fears of cyborgs and transhumans ruining everything. Now, when $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman were on TV, we didn't have these fears, even though they were both half-machine. We had action figures, for goodness sake. We rooted for them. We hoped they'd get together and make little cute cyborg babies. Of course, if memory serves, the plots generally involved them hiding their special abilities and using them in stealth. Lifting cars when the bad guys' backs were turned, jumping up two stories when nobody was looking. Looking and listening to things really hard. But alas, those shows got canceled. Now it's all murderous androids from the future. They'll come to think of it, they get their action figures as well. But is there anything really immoral or unethical about enhancing your abilities? Like, if you have to have some abilities, I can sit still for long periods, brooding over imagined slights. Is there some drug or technology that can increase my sitting time and the grievous nature of those imagined slights? I like to drink coffee. Could I be given an increased tolerance for caffeine? And if one of you could carry me over to Starbucks, that would be great. I gotta go.